The forum was organized by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, which was created by Congress to monitor the status of freedom of thought, conscience, and religion abroad. Commission Chairwoman Preeta Bansal expressed concerns about Pakistan's human rights record under President Pervez Musharraf.
Since overthrowing the civilian government in 1999, General Musharraf has taken a number of undemocratic actions, including altering the Constitution and pointedly sidelining the non-religious democratic parties in order to bolster his own power. What is more, some contend that his government has done little to combat Islamic extremism in Pakistan and instead has forged political alliances with religious extremist groups, thereby strengthening them.
But after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, Pakistan provided invaluable help in cracking down on al-Qaeda. It also shut down the AQ Khan nuclear proliferation network. The Bush administration responded by lifting existing sanctions and promising a $3 billion five-year aid package split evenly between economic and military assistance. This year, the administration announced plans to resume selling F-16 aircraft to Pakistan. But Ms. Bansal questions whether the Bush administration, eager for Pakistan's assistance in the war on terrorism, has been reluctant to criticize the Musharraf government's democracy and human rights practices, and if so, whether that could be undermining U.S. anti-terrorism efforts. Danielle Pletka of the American Enterprise Institute says that is indeed the case.
We're making the mistake of allowing Pakistan to have it both ways, to maintain a friendship with us on the war on terror, while at the same time perfecting its nuclear expertise, stifling democracy, women's rights, religious freedom, and more. For as long as the United States continues to gloss over Pakistan's failure to move quickly on reforms and remains reluctant to confront the government for its willingness, for example, to protect AQ Khan, it's making a mistake. For as long as Pakistan fights international terrorists and allows domestic extremists to run free, neither state's interests will be served.
Ms. Pletka's comments about AQ Khan refer to Pakistan's refusal to allow the International Atomic Energy Agency to directly question him, although the government says it is cooperating in the agency's efforts to eliminate the international black market in nuclear weapons technology. Ms. Pletka suggested U.S. aid to Pakistan be conditional on improvements in human rights and greater efforts toward non-proliferation. Pakistani-born Hussein Haqqani, a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and former advisor to several Pakistani prime ministers, offered this suggestion to the Bush administration in its relations with Pakistan.
First, change the pattern of aid, reduce military aid, increase economic assistance. Second, be more open and clear in criticism.
Ambassador Carl Inderfirth of the George Washington University Elliott School of International Affairs and former Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs under the Clinton administration says relations between Washington and Islamabad are the best they have been in many years. He says the Bush administration should use the occasion to broaden its policy with Pakistan with the aim of preventing nuclear weapons technology from getting to black markets and strengthening the country's political, judicial, and social institutions so it can become a democratic, moderate Muslim state. He says the administration should do more to promote educational reform in Pakistan.
First, the United States should provide expanded economic and social development aid to Pakistan, more than the $1.5 billion over 5 years that the Bush administration has offered. Education should be the principal focus of this aid. Pakistan's primary education system ranks among the world's least effective. The average Pakistani boy receives only 5 years of schooling, the average girl just 2.5 years.
Mr. Inderfirth called it unfortunate that the Pakistani government has not lived up to its promises to close down madrasas or Islamic religious schools that have proven links to militant groups, but he said the magnitude of the task to reform and expand access to public education far exceeds the resources devoted to it. Deborah TVOA News, Capitol Hill.